You're listening to SBS News.
Noraini Neal gave a clear message to her son's killer.
You are a person who needs help and guidance. You choose to perform a despicable and cowardly act.
Rosemary Omar also lost her son when on March 15, 2019, a gunman stormed two Christchurch mosques, killing 51 people.
Whatever gave the offender the right to take Tarek's life away from me forever? This monster had no right to take my son from me. I have a life sentence now and will forever feel my loss.
The trauma of that day was described by Miss Omar as debilitating. She and her husband Rashid have been unable to reckon with their loss.
I have had to cope with the sudden loss of my eldest son Tarek daily after the mosque shooting. That terrible day, his life was taken from me.
For a second day, Brenton Tarrant has been confronted by those whose lives he changed forever. The 29-year-old Australian was present in the courtroom as bereaved survivors spoke of the profound impact of his actions. Nathan Smith witnessed the massacre.
I held a three-year-old boy in my arms, praying that he was still alive. He was not. You took him away. He was free.
Others who were there spoke of vivid flashbacks, of sleepless nights, and of how the attacks have plunged them into unemployment. Physical and mental injuries have prevented a number of survivors from returning to work. Some are now suffering significant financial loss. One woman widowed spoke of being forced into social housing, lamenting her husband was shot before he was given the chance to hold their newborn daughter. The community is heartbroken, but not defeated. Wasim Sati Ali Daragmi told the gunman he has not won.
You have not succeeded. You have made us come together with more determination and strength, so you have failed completely.
Many of those whose lives were cut short were immigrants. They were doctors, engineers, taxi drivers, welders, and teachers who had worked hard to forge a peaceful and prosperous life in New Zealand. Mirais Waziri, a refugee from Afghanistan, was injured during the attacks. Today, he decided not to speak of his suffering, abandoning the statement he prepared, and instead delivering this.
Today, you are called terrorist, and you prove that to the world that I was not, and us as a Muslim were not terrorists. I say to the people of New Zealand that and we are not terrorists. We have suffered, but we are strong.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.